God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Money can solve a lot of problems. It can also create a lot of problems. And if you want an illustration of that, just look at the estate of someone with a lot of money and look at the people trying to get some piece of that estate after that person is gone. In the news right now, there's the story of a man who had some means, who had some wealth and had a lot of fame, who passed on. And there's a lot of turmoil because of who will get his estate. There's some legal wranglings about that right now. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, Moses is basically leaving an inheritance. It's not his inheritance, it's God's inheritance. He's leaving it to the children of Israel who go into the land that he has seen but will not himself go into. And this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Now you see two words that kind of characterize the inheritance that follows. The words are all and each. The Bible says that Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel. That's the entire nation. In verse 3, the Bible says that God loved the people. All his saints are in thy hand, and they sat down at thy feet. Every one shall receive of thy works. So all of Israel had a wonderful inheritance to be left, and it was to be left by God through Moses. Verse 4 says, Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. So the inheritance to all of them was God himself. It was God's law. It was God's way. It was God's wisdom. And then for the remaining verses, basically, you have each of the tribes, Reuben, Judah, Levi, Benjamin, Joseph, etc. And the inheritance, if you will, the forecast of what they would be. So each of them had a different inheritance. They weren't all the same. Joseph's was different than Asher's. Gad's was different than Dan's. They were all different, but all of them had the same inheritance in that God had left them a law. God had left them some guidance for their lives as they went into a new land. You know, that's true for us today. Jew or Gentile, each of us has a different lot in life. Literally, Israel went into the land. They all were given the land by lot. They had different lots, different portions of land, different geographic locations. So each of us has a different lot in life, but all of us who are God's children have the same inheritance, and that's what's important. We each have a different lot, but we all have the same inheritance, and that's important to remember. Two things. One, what we have in God is more valuable than what we have from God, and that should be passed on. We obsess about how much of our money, our land, our estate we will pass on to our kids. It really is immaterial if we're not passing on the God that we know, the God that holds us. And so that's important. So pass it on. Secondly, happiness is because of who we are, not because of what we have. In the conclusion of this chapter, the Bible says, there is none like unto the God, he goes on to say, of Israel, who is Israel's help and refuge, and under whom are the everlasting arms. Under Israel is the everlasting arms, who Israel shall dwell in safety alone. And then verse 29 says, happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellence. So what's the point? The point is all of them had a different lot, but all of them had the same inheritance. Friend, you're not going to have the same troubles, the same resources, the same lot in life as even the person living next door, the people you'll see in church on Sunday. But all of us have the same God, and all of us have what matters, and that is the God who is our help, our safety, our prosperity, our guidance, and that's what we ought to be focusing on today.